Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
By the way, welcome into Chicken Smoot here, coming to you live from Augie's in Old Town Alexandria. It is game day. The Seattle Seahawks at the Washington football team on a four-game win streak. Your boy, Sean Springs, is going to join the show via Zoom because you can't get him out of his place. He's not
moving. Won't leave his house.
I thought you said you were going to like pick him up or something.
Because he's scared of COVID because he's unhealthy. He's big. Wow. So, you know, he's unhealthy, so he don't want to leave the house.
The other thing that happened before the show, you guys didn't get a chance to see, is the parents of one Lightfoot came in. George and Rita Fenwick came in here. And saw their son and his. It's a lovely haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
And I'm looking forward. That's kind of a little Justin Bieber on the side.
Yeah, it's a little Bieber-esque. Yeah, I might go old school and go Bobby Brady.
Little Justice Bieber.
Yeah,
not Justin Bieber, you idiot.
What's Justice Bieber. Yeah, that's Bieber. What it is.
Yeah. What is, you think
this
is
Justice
Spanish?
Bieber.
I don't know. I'm sure that's a reference that I'm not going to get. Justice Bieber.
Yeah, you're a little bit too old to catch that.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
What show's that?
You're going to have to just look it up, buddy.
Put it like this, it'll probably be on HBO Max. It won't come on.
No, it won't be. Yeah.
No. So the parents came by. They met us. They warned Fred to stop, you know.
Harassing their son?
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming to his wedding, so they'll see me again.
That's a good point.
You know, once you let Fred Smoot in your life, I'm like a fungus. I just spread. I'm always there. You know,
like a fungus.
I come for all the happy moments. I'm always going to be there, man.
No, my man's is a good influence on me.
Thank you, man. You know what? I am the good time coordinator. I'm the liver of life. If anything else, no matter what happens, at the end of my life, on my tombstone, I want them to put, he lived life. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you did. I like that.
Okay.
Well, here. Because some people got to ask yourself. I hear a lot of people say, you know, he looked good in that casket. I don't want them to say that about me.
So the other advantage in this particular case is for the Redskins.
There it is. There it is.
Damn it.
All we do is win.
Son of a.
I almost thought he had, you know, gotten over it.
Yeah.
It had been a few weeks.
Bitch.
And you know he owed it because he folds his money up. That's how you know
I fold it because
it's like a money. Yeah, what is that? Yeah,
that's
what is that?
Fold.
That's a that
yep,
is
that is, and you know that's golf
credit
money.
Cards,
you know that's golf
cards
money.
And money right here. Credit cards and money.
That's a bill fold. That's an old man. Wallet. Gonna,
why wear a wallet? Who knows what? Who wants to carry a wallet?
I still
around?
Wear a wallet.
That's ridiculous. Wallet is more old school than that.
A wallet?
A wallet.
A wallet.
That gives you back problems.
No, because I don't use it.
How does I? Yeah, how do you get back problems from a wall?
Google it.
You
right, people?
Oh.
Google
it.
It's an imbalance.
It's an imbalance. Yes. That's why I always put my wallet in my pocket.
I have it in my side pocket. Why do you put it in your back pocket?
What are we talking about here?
A side pocket wallet? I've never heard of that.
A side pocket
wallet. I always have it in my side pocket. I have my wallet in one pocket and my phone in the other.
What are you, John Wayne? What are you talking about?
Real men don't carry their wallet in their front pocket.
What is that?
Well, I don't have back problems, so.
George and Rita stopped by before the show.
Yep.
And I asked George as we were getting out of the car because we parked right next to us. I said, "What's up with your boy not knowing nicknames?" He goes,
"Yep."
He goes, his response was, "To be honest with you, I just met the kid 15 minutes ago."
Yep.
Awesome response.
Yep. That's nice.
Because I think I'm adopted.
I can see one of you has a sense of humor.
No. These kids grow and they turn to different people at different times. I told you, my son woke up the other day. I don't eat meat no more. I'm like, what? When did that happen? Because he didn't watch something on Saving the Animal. No, we're going to eat the animal. Right?
When I blanked on JFK, my dad said he disowned me from the family. So I got to find a new last name.
JFK is ridiculous.
Hey, I disowned you when you didn't know JFK. Like I was.
Well, I knew it. I just blanked.
right.
There he is.
He only going to show up when the light's on. He ain't going to show up when it's just grind time.
Keep talking to me. Let me hear you.
Hey, one of the things I do notice is that you got a small Hitler mustache on today. Hey, Chick, teach him how to shave, Chick. Teach him how to look professional. You know, hey, Chick, you're responsible for making him a more professional. You're the adult in the room. He's not an adult yet, Chick.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. It's not.
Hey, first of all, this is what you call a 5 o'clock Jack Daniel's shadow right here. All right, everything's perfect, just like I planned it right here.
Oh, my heavens. Well, hey, look, we've been only trying for like 7 weeks to get you on. I know you're a very busy man. Let me ask you, while we were having your issues, we were just talking about Dwayne Haskins getting the start. This game, and perhaps if he starts the next game, in your estimation, are these the two most important of his career, whether it's with this franchise or someone else?
Well, I don't know. I think that puts a lot of pressure on a kid. For this game, if you think about the Seahawks, I don't think they're the reason if they lose the game, it won't because of the offense. I think it's just because they can't stop a potent Seattle offense with Russell Wilson, who scored, they scored 34 on Buffalo, 31 on Miami.
Right.
You know, they had a little hiccup against the Giants, but for the most part, they've been able to score on anyone all year.
Well, first of all, I know how you feel, and I know who you're going with on this one. You know, most people think you'll go with Washington since you spent more time here. But I know deep down inside, you're just giggling about Seattle right now. But I hate to drop a turd on your parade. I personally think this defensive line, especially compared to the offensive line of Seattle, is going to be the reason why Washington comes out on top. I think if Dwayne goes out and just be a game manager, doesn't turn the ball over, gets a couple first downs.
It's a big if.
Don't be our worst enemy. I think we can win the fifth game in a row.
Well, what scares me is the fact that they've struggled with Alex against a 49ers defense that, you know, obviously was depleted, and they struggled. They didn't score an offensive touchdown, and Seahawks defense is much better. And Smoot, you know that man Jamal Adams back there. Yeah. Hey, you told me about him when you saw him in the SEC. You've been telling me about him for a while. He can disrupt the game, and
But see, that's what I think with Jamal, though, when he's close to the line, because he got 8.5 sacks, most by any defensive back. When he's close to the line, I think that tells us, go deep. Get Terry McLaurin a chance to go out there and burn Dunbar. Give him a chance to go out there and burn the rest of those cornerbacks. Like, I think the one thing they've done with Dwayne is they've caged him in. Like, his strength is pushing the ball, pushing the ball. Give him a chance to push the ball, and Jamal Adams will be that key, because when he's at the line, everybody else man-to-man out there. They solo dolo out there.
And to that point, they're going to have to be able, you know, Pete Carroll going to scheme up some schemes up front where they're going to try to pressure a young quarterback and make him make some mistakes and get him on his heels. So he's going to lean over top of Terry. So to your point, I think you can go down the field, but I think it's going to have to be with a guy. Somebody else going to have to step up, like a Sims, going to have to make some plays.
Logan Thomas.
A few weeks back.
I mean, and they said this week, yesterday, Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, they have tailored the offense to Dwayne's strengths.
Yeah.
So we're gonna find out here in the first few series.
What did that say to you, Chief?
What does that mean?
To me, that says that means they might, considering that Antonio Gibson is out, your best running back.
Right.
That tells me if you're gonna cater it to Dwayne, we finna see a lot of 3 and 4 wide out and no backs.
Right.
Because that's what he did at Ohio State.
Right.
And that's how he pushed the ball down the field. That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna beat Seattle, it's going to be throwing over their head. You ain't going to beat them.
Honestly, if you're going to beat Seattle, it's with a balanced attack and you're keeping their offense off the field. You cannot let that Seahawks offense, you can't go 3 and out and keep putting Russell Wilson back on that field. As good as our D-line has played, Russell Wilson is the most dangerous quarterback we've seen so far.
Hey, well, you can say that because I seen little Kyler Murray run around like a 6-foot-tall baby all over the field. All I'm telling you is this. I'm telling you, this defense matched up with this offense I feel good about. I feel good about it because of their offensive line. I feel good about it because letting Russ cook has got them in trouble. They are a running team. And when they don't run the ball well, they don't do well. They won't run it against us. I got 6 reasons why. And they all on the D-line. Numbers start with 9. All right, that's all I'm going to tell you.
Why are you screaming at me?
I'm not screaming. This is my in-house voice.
You got really worked
up. Was he like that in the huddle?
I know. I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to get like Jermaine Jackson.
He wasn't like that in the huddle, Sean?
No, he was just sobering up. So he was quiet.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Oh.
Hey, he was locked in a hyper focus, and you could tell, you know, he was locked in the game.
Hey, because Bluefoot, the last time we had a game like this against Seattle, we played them in the playoffs.
Right.
We went on a run in that 07 year, and we know how it feels to have a guy. Like, I think this game, it's a lot of weight on this game.
Sure. Oh,
and
absolutely.
The last time we had them in the situation, they came out on top because we had one Ty Collins.
Oh.
They couldn't score any points for us. And we stopped Hasselbeck, and we stopped their defense. What you think the one thing we legitimately have to do today to come away with a victory?
I really think on the offense side of the ball, we got to control the line of scrimmage. I think we got to establish the run a little bit because it got to be a balanced attack.
You have to.
You know, with a defensive coordinator like Pete Carroll, Smoot, you know he wants to make you one-dimensional. If he can get you backed up long, third and long, you know, if you keep them unbalanced, because I don't think their corners and stuff can hold up. I think Terry can get off. But if they get you backed up third and 13 or third and 10 plus, and Dwayne got to drop back, and then you can let Jamal Adams, you can let their scheme. Because you know Pete Carroll going to buzz underneath.
No, you know, he's going to run hard cover three, man.
With a zone blitz, and he's going to challenge their front to see if they can pick up things. So I think Scott Turner has to have a balanced attack today and not let that offense of Seattle get on the field because they can score on anyone.
See, and here's the thing. You both know what's coming from Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
And if you both know, Scott Turner, damn as hell, better know, and Dwayne Haskins better know what's coming. So the young quarterback has to make some plays today and some throws today, even if they're uncomfortable throws sometimes. He's going to have to make those plays. Can't hold on to the ball. Dude was sacked 14 times in his four starts.
Well, I think how do you take the pressure off a young quarterback with the running game?
Yeah.
J.D. McKissic will be the answer to today's game. J.D. McKissic is one of the best third down backs in the league right now. He's having that type of year. But can he tote the load for four quarters? I think we're going to see a lot of Peyton Barber today, too.
By the way,
let me ask you something. How do we talk for 5 minutes and not mention DK Metcalf?
We talked about the monster called DK Metcalf.
We talked about him before you started having technical difficulties.
Yeah. He needs to always be talked about because if I'm the safeties, I should be standing. They need to be standing on the goal line because he's going up top of that.
Hey, I think he's a faster version of Terrell Owens. Like, that's exactly who he is, because Terrell can run out to the catch. DK can run out to the catch. Big-body guys that can actually beat you deep. I think he's put it like this. He's the iPhone 11, iPhone 12 of T.O.
Oh, okay. Look, since you brought up T.O., it's a perfect transition. I got you both here. So this week, Randy Moss went on T.O.'s podcast, and Randy Moss said, quote, "I'm the best player. T.O. is second. Jerry Rice is best wide receiver." He said Jerry Rice is third or fourth, and there was like a moment of silence on social media, and then a little while later, Jerry Rice posted something, a graphic, then deleted it. But it said, quote, "You got mossed."
Oh, no, I saw it because I text Jerry Jr. right after that. So me, Jerry Jr., and Jerry talking, I said, "Hey, check this out. At the end of the day, it ain't but one goat, and he from Mississippi." Now, here go what Randy should have said. Randy is the most talented wide receiver of all time. God's gift. When he walked out the hospital, he walked out with more talent than any wide receiver of all time.
Right.
Now, Jerry is the most prolific, most productive. He is what you call... Forget wide receiver. He's one of the best football players of all time.
Right.
And I don't know where he off with that one. I don't know.
Well, here's what I'll say. And so the graphic basically went down the list of stats. Randy Moss said, "I didn't have the biggest numbers, but I made the most impact," which to me is bullshit. Because Jerry Rice won 3 rings. He had 43 more touchdowns. All of it. All the numbers are bigger for Jerry Rice, and he played longer. He played long enough to pass B. Mitch for the all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
But you guys have seen both wideouts, so just covering them.
We seen all three.
Right.
We played all three of those guys, and guess what? You can put sugar on the turd, and it ain't no sneaker. It's still a turd.
This is what happens in the huddle, right, with him?
I'm going to say this. I agree with a lot of points Smoot said. Like, Jerry Rice is the most prolific. But Randy, man, he would have to be, Randy would have to be, for me, he'd have to be number one.
Really?
Jerry Rice would be number two.
And
part of this conversation, we can't leave out Larry Fitzgerald as top three or four receivers
True.
Of all time.
Well, who are you kicking out the club? Because if them the top three, Jerry, Randy, and T.O., who are you kicking out the club to let Larry in, which we played against him too?
You guys made those guys really great.
I think T.O. is a 3B to Larry. If you look at Larry's body of work, and he's just like Jerry Rice, and he was prolific, and you could argue that T.O. was the type of receiver that he made sure that if you was going to check him, you challenged yourself in the offseason because now you knew he was going to come ready to play.
Right.
He wasn't the fastest, might not even been the strongest, but one thing he was going to do was bring that effort. He was going to play, and he was going to compete all the time. Jerry's prolific, but Moss was just special. Now,
Moss was a nuclear warhead, okay?
So if
you want to go and drop a bomb and blow the place up instead of praying, bring a Randy Moss. But if you just want to kill him with 1,000 cuts, bring Jerry Rice.
Okay.
Because that's right. What Jerry going to do. But see, them 1,000 cuts fare better in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's why Jerry is the most prolific. He got more rings than both of them combined. He got more yards, more touchdowns. Yeah. They ain't got more
And to be fair, though, Jerry Rice also had two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
So did T.O. T.O. played for that same 49ers team. Let's not. And then Randy had Dante Culpepper and Tom Brady to go. Come on, I'm not making any excuses for these guys.
He had Joe Montana for about 5-6 years, then followed up with a Steve Young, man. Come on now, Smooth. He had the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Randy had Dante Culpepper, Tom Brady, and he had a little Jason Campbell sprinkling in there.
Did you say Dante Culpepper?
I did say Dante.
Knock it off. Do me a favor. Go to the bathroom and just stick your head in the toilet. Knock it off.
If I do, that's when you'll be living it.
Oh, what?
What?
I don't even know what that means. Dante, a prolific eater. That's what I would call him. He's quite healthy.
So who you feel like the best out of three?
Oh, I. The argument for Randy was it's impact. Again, it's BS.
Yes.
Jerry
changed the wide receiver position.
Changed the position. Changed how wideouts worked out.
Yep.
Changed defenses. They said, "All right, well,
he
they can try."
How skill guys worked out. Jerry
Correct.
Rice changed the whole dynamic of how skill guys no longer had to work out with the team, do your own thing.
Like right. He created the NFL incorporate zone.
Right.
Right.
He's
the GOAT. I'm sorry.
He's the GOAT.
I give that for guys who played against him. Randy was tougher, right?
He
was
not to me, because I love tall receivers. They don't bother me. Randy was going to beat you deep, but I ain't worried about Randy slanting me up.
Right.
I ain't worried about Randy running a 10-yard dig on me. I ain't worried about Randy blocking me.
Did you ever get mossed?
You don't see none of Fred Smoot on none of his highlight people. You don't see Fred Smoot on none of that.
And you know why? Because he don't stop if he know he's getting beat and point at the same.
No. It's just that certain guys didn't give me problems. Plexico Burris of the world didn't give me problems. T.O.'s didn't give me problems. Randy's didn't give me problems. It was the little receivers who gave me problems.
Yeah. He was going to stop and just point at the safety. That is rotten,
no,
man.
No, that's actually what Bluefoot did. Let me tell you how conniving he is.
Okay.
He would literally practice all week. We'll be warming up for the game. They'll say, you know what? They done booted us off prime time, so now we ain't playing on TV.
Right.
He would literally go in the locker room and wouldn't come out. We'll be like, nah, Blue for the. And then the coach would come tell us, Blue ain't playing today. His hamstring bad. I don't want to hear that. How did your hamstring go bad in the last 5 minutes?
Hey, Leon can't do everything. I need to be seen, baby. You don't need to see me.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to see me.
All right,
you gotta pay this to me, baby.
Hey, listen to me. This dude was the worst teammate of all. If it weren't for me, half the team would have hated him. Like, if it weren't for me, I made him lovable. If it weren't for me, they would have hated his guts.
Oh my gosh!
I think it was the opposite, man. I think it was the opposite.
So
brother.
Rotten.
I think it was the opposite.
Nah, I just followed my teammate.
And I will say this, Chick Smoot has been the best sidekick I ever had. All the corners I played with.
No, he's my sidekick.
Well, no, you're both
Robin
sidekicks.
To my Batman.
Oh, is that right? Okay, here we go.
He's the best Robin. Let me tell you something.
That's how this
when
went
I say
all your career.
Been in my corner my whole career. Been in my corner. Been there. Just a good sidekick. Just a good stepping bridge for me to get the best Fred Smoot I can be.
That's a compliment.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
When you look at this defense, Sean, how impressed or are you impressed by what they've been doing?
I'm very impressed. Chase Young, I had opportunity to see him at Ohio State. And
the Ohio State.
Bring up Ohio State. My God.
He was one of the most dominant players, you know. When you think about it, you know, he's one of those guys step on the field. He's bigger, stronger, faster than everybody. God created a defensive end. He's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long line of great defensive ends from Joey Bosa to Nick Bosa, who made that 49.
This is not Ohio State podcast. It ain't.
It's a Mississippi State podcast.
Yeah, we don't
apparently.
Like Bosas. Don't bring up the Bosa brothers. Come on, man. Talk.
I'm just talking about the greatness of Chase Young. And I think he's one of those guys who's going to go down as probably the best Washington Red football, like up there with the, you know, the Riggins, the Monks.
The Greens.
I mean, this kid is a special kid, man. And all you got to do is tell him, see ball, get ball. Go get the ball, baby.
You shouldn't give him grief for mentioning Ohio State, man. It's the first time he got paid for a job. That's not right for my you.
Yeah, I'm staying. You know, Ohio State, I usually get along with all Ohio State guys, man. Yeah, I got a long history with those guys. Going back to the Kenyon Rambos of the world and the rest of the guys.
I do think this will be the biggest challenge for him because, you know, it's a different type of scheme when you're playing a guy like Russell Wilson. You gotta rush, but you can't get too far up the field. You gotta, like, keep contained.
You gotta think while you rush. And that's the problem.
You gotta think while you rush. You can't just go out there wild because he's too calm, he's too under control, and he's a winner. And he's coming home. We always talk about guys who are coming home, you know.
Yeah.
This is a coming from Russell Wilson, Richmond kid, and he loves playing here in FedEx.
Yeah, we chose Robert Griffin III.
You keep bringing that up, don't you? People are eating in here right now.
Say that ain't so. Say that's not so, man.
Yeah, some genius in the front office said, you know what? Robert is three times better than that kid, Russell.
Well, this was the genius. This is what the genius is doing. Hey, that is strong. Pick Robert, please. Thank you. That's what happened there. All right, two last things. Sorry. Two last things. One is the first time me and Sean Springs met. Awful story for me.
Early 70s.
It was not, but
Chick,
he was.
Hey, Chick hit on my mom.
Blew the whole story.
Are you really? Okay. He did. He hit
I did
on
not,
mom and
I did not hit on the mom.
Oh!
He came in. He was getting a touchdown award, touchdown club award. I was the MC. And so Sean walks in. I know Sean. I've seen him, you know, I saw him in high school. Here he is at Ohio State. He's coming in. Comes in with a young lady, and I greet Sean. How you doing? We're talking on the side a little bit. I go, well, who's your date? And he just stops in his tracks as if I'm DK Metcalf and I'm not going to tackle you, and just went, well, that's my mom, dude. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, next topic. Can we just move on now, please? Yeah, it was quite embarrassing for me.
Gentleman and a scoundrel.
But my best to your mother. Last thing. Best, we're going to start this segment here. Best Christmas gift you ever got, Sean Springs.
Best Christmas gift for me, it goes back to when my dad bought me the electric football.
Oh.
It was the Pittsburgh Steelers versus Dallas Cowboys on a little thing. I love electric football. I put a little penny in Tony Dorsett, and he ran wild every time I played my cousins. So I love electric football, baby. I love that toy. That was my best
toy. That shows your age right there. Wait, early 50s.
They didn't have a Ron Springs thing for you? No, you had to go with Tony?
But he was the blocking back. I know.
They misused him. And Timmy Newsom, in my estimation.
Yep.
They both could have done, I mean, they did damage, but to see Ron Springs come out of the backfield with the ball in his hands in space, that's unpleasant for a DB.
I thought the best Christmas present you're going to say you got was, no, I ain't going to say that. Check this out. My best present was, I got a repeat present every year. My mama got me a constantly a brown football every Christmas for like 15 Christmases in a row.
A brown football.
And I asked her, why do you keep getting me footballs? And she looked me in the face and said, this is the only way out. This is the best Christmas gift I will ever get you. So that brown, I don't know if it was a Spalding football or what it was.
Something like that.
But she got me that. No matter what she would get me, no matter the other gifts.
Right.
That was always the constant.
She didn't give me no books or nothing. Clearly, she didn't give you any books or anything like that.
Clearly. That is very clear.
Well, I only went to an Ivy League school in Mississippi State.
Yeah, that's Ivy, all right.
Yeah, it's
more
that's
like
Ivy League.
Poison Ivy. Is what
the
it is.
Ivy of JUCOs.
And he went to Ohio State? Went to Ohio State. They're giving away scholarships to Ohio State. They ain't taking.
Now, not Maryland. I couldn't get in there now. Somebody asked me the other day, could you get in nowadays as tough as it is? I said, I couldn't get in back then. I snuck into school. And you said you had two Christmas gift stories. So that was.
The other Christmas gift I got was.
You're a Montgomery County kid, chick. Knock it off. Everybody knows that Blair High School is, you know, the reputation of Blair.
Yeah. What reputation?
He grew up in the suburbs. Grew up on Mills Street.
Yeah, this guy hanging out with Goldie Hawn. Yeah,
hanging out. Jeez, come on, he's 2 years older than me.
He's an avid golfer. All he talks about is, did you see Charlie Woods? Like, this is Nouveau Reach, pinky out while he drinks champagne.
Let me tell you something.
That's who Chick is.
Springbrook High School to Blair High School. Reputations, are you kidding me? We were like, you come to our school, cheerleaders are fighting. Springbrook, would you like some tea with that, sir?
Oh, no, they were serving chai tea in the cafeteria at your high school.
Chai tea. Why are you making racist jokes, man? We had a lot of nationalities at Blair.
I'm just saying. And the other favorite Christmas present I got was divorce papers from my
Lord.
Best thing ever happened.
On that note, man, congratulations on your
new
engagement.
Don't you hate on me? I'm not. Congratulate you.
Congrats on
your engagement.
What? Are you engaged?
No. I was congratulating Smooth. I didn't know if the people out there knew.
Oh, what's that?
It's nothing to congratulate me about.
All of a sudden, it's a deep fly pattern. He's just doing a backstroke.
No, it's him.
Really?
This is a guy moving towards great things. I just like the way he's headed. I like where he's at. He's very subtle right now. I'm proud of my friend, one of my best friends. I just like the subtleness.
Wait, hold on a second. So this is the journalist coming out at me now. So someone here is engaged.
Well, you know, no, he's settling down. You know, I'm single. He's settling down. My friend is finally, you know, I think he's going to put a ring on it.
Really?
I don't want to shock no people, but.
Is this someone I know or no?
No.
Okay.
He's making it up. You see, he's backpedaling, right? Why is it every time I bring it up, he wanted to bring it up about me?
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know what he's going to congratulate me about. What?
See, I'm not.
My credit score went up? I don't know what he's going to. What?
Well, you are the cornhole champion.
Yeah, I am.
18-year cornhole champion.
T-Bags Johnson.
Here we go again. This is this pisses me off right here because I know one of you two's got something and you're not going to say it. And then, like, 3 days from now on Twitter or some bullshit, you're going to say what it is.
I'm going to say what it is on Twitter. I can't wait to congratulate him. I just want all the people in the DMV, especially all the women to know.
Yeah.
You know, my guy pretty much taken. I'm single. And, you know, that's just how things are.
He's on the IR as far as he's...
He's on the IR. He's not coming back in the game.
Wow.
I am in the game.
I'm going to let you get a chance to pub your product here because you're with Winpact. What's the latest on the organization?
Yeah, we're growing. We got some great products on the market. Just finished up a strong baseball season with Evilshire and Wilson. We got cricket helmets coming out this spring, Tour de France helmets with Rudy Project. So we're growing and just trying to get better and, you know, working hard, man.
Yeah.
Still waiting on my 10%. He stole most of my ideas. I just want to let people know.
Oh.
You know, he went to the great Ohio State, but he steals all of my ideas. And when he needs to figure out a problem for an idea, he calls me.
Calls you?
Oh, yeah, he calls me.
Here's the thing. Do you actually answer the phone? Because we got two phones here.
I always answer the phone.
He doesn't answer
the
phone.
Oh, for you. You answer the phone.
I always answer the phone.
Did he steal your transplant idea?
Tell the people how many phones he got, chick.
Two phones. I believe if you got two eyes, two ears, two hands, what's wrong with two phones?
0-2 whenever I call. 0-2. I call both.
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. You know he disappeared around Christmas. He don't want to give out no gifts.
I don't usually date. I usually stop dating around Thanksgiving, and then I start back dating February 15th, right after Valentine's
Day.
So there's all the serious holidays out the way. I can't be around for those holidays.
That's ridiculous. Sean, man, 15. Listen, I appreciate you having known you for three decades now, and the fact that you came on and talked with this knucklehead. You know what I go through on a weekly basis, just trying to track his ass down. But we wish you a happy holidays, you and your fiance.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. Say it.
No,
right.
Not me. Not yet.
No, say it with something in your chest. Say it with some respect.
Hey, Chick.
Yes, sir.
I want to come on. I think we got a new topic in the spring. Let's talk about golf. Did you see Tiger's son is amazing, right?
See?
That kid's going to be
special. I'm telling you, Fred. It's ridiculous. He's 11 years old.
Y'all ain't finna start paying Charlie already.
It's ridiculous how composed that young man is. But I just love watching.
I've never seen anything like
that. And they're twins. Same
Sean
mannerisms.
Spreen, I'm never shocked when another pro's son is good in a sport. I'm just not. I'm not shocked when your son is good like you are. It doesn't do nothing. Now, you want to get a rise out of me? Go get me a Charlie out the ghetto. Now you can get a rise out of me.
A Charlie out the ghetto.
I don't know, Smoot, but it's one thing. It's a lot of pressure having the expectation that kid's going to have on him to play golf. He's amazing, man. He's almost identical to Tiger Woods, man.
Yeah, the mannerisms are insanely similar.
But Tiger's doing the same thing Big Tiger did with him.
Yeah, Earl.
Big Tiger was the same way with Tiger. Tiger used to go out there coming second, and everybody be amazed, and Mr. Woods like, no. He got to get better.
Right,
Tiger's the same way, numb to it.
All right, we got to make our pick. Sean, great to see you. Happy holidays to you. We appreciate you, man. And hopefully we'll see more of you in 2021.
All right, I'll be listening to you guys pick to see who y'all pick to win today. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, you might like one pick. You won't like the other.
Well, come on, he played for both teams. He don't even care.
He cares.
He's dated both of the women in this
fight. There you go. Man. My God. All right, Sean, appreciate you, man.
All right.
All right,
that is Sean Springs, former DB for the Washington franchise and
my old running mate,
Seattle.
Yeah. My old running mate, man. Best sidekick I ever had. He was great.
Hufflepuff.
Do you watch Mandalorian?
Yes, I watched Mandalorian.
Did you see the finale?
Did you just see
Luke Skywalker? Oh, my Lord.
Some folks haven't watched it. What are you giving it away for?
You should have been watching by now.
I'm saying some folks watching.
It's too late for spoilers.
Some folks put it on DVR since Friday. Now you just blew the whole thing.
It's done been out since Friday.
That is some.
And you can't go on the internet without seeing Luke Skywalker. So, yeah, you can't.
We're talking about Disney Plus. It's
ridiculous.
What a boss Luke is. Like, that was amazing.
I didn't watch it. I'm going to go back and watch the last episode. But I'm going to close with this.
It's the most epic episode of all time.
Welcome into Augie's here in Old Town Alexandria, where the Washington football team, a loser today to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. No Ludacris today.
No, what?
We usually play Ludacris. All we do is win.
Yeah, well.
No Ludacris today.
No. The first half was Ludacris.
Oh, no. Everything about the first half was Ludacris.
That was, what? I'm writing a screen over there. What is Lightfoot talking about?
You know, Chick is an older guy. He like my granddaddy. He like to sit by the fire with six blankets crossed.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as you're drinking. So here
Mai
we are.
Mai Tai. I hope it ain't Mai Tai.
Like, nothing wrong with a Mai Tai now.
Your drink selection over this period has been.
I've had everything.
What did you have? I've had everything. Bloody Mary is not an alcoholic beverage. Bloody Mary
it's
is
an alcoholic
made
beverage.
For you after you get drunk to drink the next day to help you. Your hangover get weird.
There's a guy at the table over here looking at you going, what in the F is he talking about?
Bloody Mary is not an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, you need a better drink than that. You need a better drink.
It's not a drink. A Mai Tai is not a drink either.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. What, you want to talk about the game? I mean, it's a loss. It's a loss. It's a 20-15 loss. All right, so we said it at the beginning of the game. I said at the beginning of the game, this was a make or break game for Dwayne Haskins. Okay.
Yeah.
And after about 2.5 quarters,
we was finished with it.
I tweeted, "It's done. It's done." Then he comes out and has a hell of a fourth quarter, back into the third quarter, and they went to a sped up offense.
Yep.
Which I liked for him,
mm-hmm.
because now I wasn't sitting back there taking too long to make decisions.
He makes it right now. The wonders declare themselves. The defense opposition has to declare themselves because you're using the width of the field. And I have to ask, since we've been coming out slow every first half this season,
yes,
with different quarterbacks at the helm, could we say that it's Scott Turner who's coming out slow and not per se the quarterback out of calling of the game?
Well, it's a good question because every game this season has been a slow first half with different quarterbacks. You had Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, and Dwayne Haskins.
Same thing.
Right?
Same thing.
But don't teams already know? I mean, teams know the first 20, 25 plays are scripted. So what is the issue there?
But they don't work. We haven't scored on the first drive.
Right.
And then so the first 20, like, we don't score until we get unscripted. You see what I'm saying?
I do
see
what you're saying.
And that means he's getting into the flow of the game. He sees how the defense is attacking him. And he goes in the second half, and he comes out with the cure on offense. Why can't he come out with the cure on offense from the first half? He studied him all week long. Why now?
I don't know. Here are the final numbers on Dwayne Haskins, by the way. 38 of 55 for 295 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions.
I got to feel like 55 attempts could be the max attempt for any Washington quarterback, probably of all time.
Right.
Probably of all time.
Yeah, it was. He threw a lot. He threw a lot better in the second half, put his guys in positions to catch and turn and run, as opposed to in that first half, guys, please just let me catch the freaking football. This is a horrible pass.
And I'm throwing it, like, he's got to learn when to throw heat, when to throw a changeup.
That's the thing.
He got to learn what pitch to throw out there, and what touch to put on it. Like, he has
all
to
I
stop.
Saw was fastballs.
He got to stop showcasing a cannon and showcase winning continuity, because a quarterback know when to dump it off. A quarterback know when to get it to your guy so he can get his head around so he won't get killed.
Right.
How to position the ball. And I think that's what our quarterback is missing right now. Just plays. He needs to play to get better.
I mean, the fastball, that's difficult for a wideout. It's difficult for a running back who is inside of 10 yards from where you're throwing the ball and you're throwing a freaking heater. That's just tough no matter what.
Well, they're just like when the Broncos had John Elway. They didn't let the first team offense practice with the second screen quarterback because the velocities
right.
were so different
really?
That they would get used to catching the second screen guy ball and start missing John's ball because right. his was too hot.
Wow. Other numbers. Well, McKissick, 13 carries for 51 yards. Peyton Barber, 4 carries, 5 yards, and 1 touchdown. Logan Thomas with a huge day. 13 catches, 101 yards, no score. Terry McLaurin, 7 catches for 77.
Yep.
McKissick out of the backfield, 9 catches for 56. On the offensive side for Seattle, Russell Wilson. Kudos to that Washington defense. Russell Wilson, 18 of 27, 121 yards passing.
That has to be the least passing yards he's probably had in his career.
You'd think. We'll get the numbers later on, but you'd think.
Yep.
DK Metcalf, 5 catches, 43 yards.
So he is human.
Inhuman. Yep. Lockett, 4 catches, 34 yards. And Carson got 63 yards and Hyde 55 in the running game. Wilson also ran for 52.
You can win with that.
You can.
I'm sorry. You can win every game any Sunday with that type of day. And then against a Super Bowl winning quarterback, MVP candidate like Russell? Oh, they wanted to let Russell cook, but we kicked him out of the kitchen.
I'm impressed once again by the defense. I'm impressed once again by Montez Sweat for the second straight week. Causes a turnover, which kind of... Third straight caused a turnover?
Well, you remember he tipped himself an interception in
Dallas. Good point.
He got the other ball to Chase.
Yeah.
And today he tipped it to Ron Payne. And so he's the catalyst right now.
Right now he is. He turned things around on that defensive side. Mm-hmm. They had a chance. Look, they had a chance to win this football game after playing so horrible in that first half.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bright spot. Okay, you had a chance to win. The negative spot is... You had a chance to win, and you get sacked 2 straight times.
And that was the offensive line. Like,
you're putting it on offensive line.
I can't put that on the quarterback.
Okay.
Like, literally, Moses literally got kicked out the club. Like, you know, 12 a.m. in the morning is when the club really get going.
Right.
Moses walked in the club at 12:01. They kicked him out at 12:02. And that's what happened when you let a defensive end bull rush you like that when you got a pocket passing quarterback.
In the second half, by the way, Haskins was 23 of 31 for 200, basically 200 yards. So pretty good second half.
I respect him. I was frustrated the first half. The second half he came out and he gained my respect. Now the question is, I don't know if he's Scott Turner's type of quarterback.
Right.
That's the key.
Well, that's a good question.
That's the key because Scott seems to be wanting to run the ball more, and this kid likes to fling it around.
Okay, so we also posed the question in that first half, or first before the game, the pregame.
Yep.
This was one of two games, a make-or-break game for Dwayne Haskins. So if you come out of this game, you're thinking what? I will tell you this right now. I'm going to cop to it. Like I said, I thought he was done.
Yep.
Midway through the second half, I thought he was done. That's it. We've got our answer. I'm going to say that I'm wrong because I saw a lot of flashes of brilliance from him in a different offense, yep. differently called
offense.
Then
we started the game with.
So has he
showed me enough?
Yeah.
He still has to show me more, but I'm open. I'm willing to continue to look. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, if he would have came out and just dropped the bomb on this one,
right.
I wouldn't be willing to look no more. I don't want to see no more.
Right.
Now I'm still intrigued. All right, and here go the kicker. Regardless, the game that, you know, he played before this one that he started, he still threw for 300 yards.
Correct.
This one, 300 yards.
Yep.
So he's showing you, I can get the ball moving. All right. Just give me a chance and actually call a game in my favor.
The down part is the two picks. One was horrific.
It
was
terrible.
A horrible throw.
Charles Barkley, terrible.
I mean, we used to call that the option pass, which was you have the option to catch it from either end. It was just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
and it was late. That's what bothers me is that some of his decision making isn't up to par to what you want in but your starting quarterback.
Young kids put stains in carpets and messes up couches.
I'm
a young
what?
Quarterback.
What?
Yeah. If you got a young kid, it's going to tear your house up. If you got a young kid, you can't have a white couch.
Okay.
You just can't do it. You got kids. You forfeit that right.
Okay.
Young quarterbacks turn the ball over.
Yes.
We understand that. I think we're looking through the eyes of him being a second-year guy instead of he's still only like under 10 games deep as a starter.
Right. Yes.
So turning over is going to be part of what we have to overcome as a team because he is young.
Right.
So taking out the turnovers, I thought he threw the ball well besides the touch passes. I need common sense
no touch.
With the touch passes.
Right. The second half and some of those passes, he had to rifle into a spot. He got him into spots. He threw some nice passes, and Terry McLaurin made a nice catch on one. But he was forcing his wideouts and running backs to catch balls.
To be special every play when some balls should come easy to them.
Correct, correct. So that was an issue that I saw. Defensively, we talked about it. I mean, to hold Russell Wilson to 151 yards.
I thought it was 121 yards.
121 yards passing, 52 on the ground. That's something special.
That's almost 30 yards per quarter. In the air.
Right.
You held him to 30 on an average of 35 to 30 yards per quarter.
Defense did their job today.
No.
They
do their job
every
week. They do their job every week.
They did their job today against an offense that has so many different weapons and can hurt you. And even when Russell Wilson got time.
Nobody was open.
Correct.
Nobody was open.
Right.
Like, there go the key. The back end and the front end are starting to play connected. And when you see that. Now it's only one level you can attack us at,
right.
And that's the linebackers. And that's why you see a lot of draws, a lot of screenplays. They're trying to catch the linebackers out of place because right now, if you're going to try to attack this group on defense, that's the group you have to attack. You
right.
have to attack the linebacker.
I'm retweeting the Twitter feed real quick here for those who want to make comments and Facebook as well. So the Washington football team falls to 7-7. Let me put that down there.
No, I thought we are 6-8.
I'm sorry, 6-8. I gave him a win. Too many Mai Tais.
I've been saying, excuse me, his all-time was just kind of messing
up. Too many Mai Tais. 6-8, and Dallas is leading San Francisco by 10 in the fourth quarter.
We're not afraid of Dallas.
We're not afraid of that. They got the guy. They do have the tiebreaker.
And Dallas just ain't on the record. With us and the Giants. They're just not.
Right.
So Giants is the guys that we had to watch out. But the great part about it, losing Seattle, that's not a divisional game.
No, it's not. Giants play against Cleveland tonight, another surprise team in the National Football League. They play tonight.
Yep.
For those who can't see, by the way, Fred has his Christmas sweater that was given to him by Lightfoot.
Yep.
That's an ugly Christmas sweater that has
It's got a dart system on it, but you have to use me as the dartboard, and it's drinking rules on the back.
What if you, they're the drinking rules, on which say red, Sarah drink, white, give a drink, green, I drink, bullseye, what? Hold on, you can't see
we
that.
All drink.
We all drink.
Yeah. But what and on the you, front, what you if done, you miss, you drink.
What have you done to the front of your sweater here? What is that?
And look at the color assortment.
These are the balls that you throw at me. This is the bullseye.
Okay.
These are the balls that you throw at me.
That is a unique design.
No, I just have them. It's kind of like it's an astronomy.
Oh, now you can't. You can't. Well, you can actually see on both cameras. Did you hit it?
There it is.
Yeah. No.
He still missed.
Like he used Lightfoot, to be a baseball player.
Yeah, he said he's a high baseball. Lightfoot says he's a baseball player. I would hate to see that squad.
No, not a pitcher. I was a second baseman.
Oh, second baseman. Never found first base, which is great.
He stuck. So they're telling us Mr. and Mr. Fenwick came to the game and had nothing to cheer about. The whole game.
You mean George Arita?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
George Arita came by.
Were you a catcher?
Earlier.
Huh?
What?
What?
No, I was an outfielder. You know where they put us in.
What do you mean us?
No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, outfield, shortstop. We get all the athletic position. We
I feel like you were the catcher.
Huh?
You're definitely a catcher. I can tell.
No, I'm no catcher.
Yeah, you were.
I think
I'm a giver.
I think Lightfoot's trying to say something to you right now.
Yeah, I don't feed into him. Like
I'm saying what I'm saying.
I don't feed into him. All right? You do.
What else? Offensively, Cam Sims, 5 catches, 26 yards. Isaiah Wright, 2 for 15.
Cam Sim had what, 20? Well, how many yards?
5 for 26.
Ah, he missed it by 2 yards. Sick individual.
That's a shame. McKissick, 13 carries, 51 yards. So it's a loss to Seattle, who's also battling for playoff position.
Yep.
You're still okay in the division.
I got to say this, Chick.
Yes?
This could be a preview of our first-round playoff game.
Well, that's happened a lot.
I've been saying, we could see Seattle for the 100th time in the playoffs.
Did you say the 100th?
We see Seattle. It's a couple of teams that we play out of division that we play all the time.
All the time.
Seattle, Carolina, and Baltimore.
Right.
We play them abnormally a lot.
Yes. You do. And you most likely will again, but you have at least some good feelings. Now, the question is, out there for Washington fans, there's only $1 in that jar, by the way, today, is Alex Smith. That calf. That calf was hurting before last week's game and then got aggravated in that game, not able to come back. That's also the same leg with the 17 surgeries.
No, it was the opposite leg.
No, same leg.
I just talked about it Monday.
Really?
It's the opposite leg.
Because Alex asked the question whether or not the two were...
No, it's the different leg, but the other leg is aching him too.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. If I'm Washington now, this year has shown me what I wanted to see. We can play with anybody. All right?
Defensively, yes.
So now, I'm riding with Haskins just to see what he got.
You're going
to
ride if Alex can go, you want Alex in there. Well, but if Alex can't go, you want Hank Dwayne and take a look.
If I'm the coaching staff, I'm not rushing Alex back.
Right.
It's kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Because we're giving you $20 million. You feel you fine.
Anyway. Alex is coming back next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's come on, let's see what the youngster got.
But you're still in the playoff hunt.
Oh, no. And hopefully we go to the playoff. But how far, legitimately, do you think you can get in the playoff?
Well, with that defense?
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
With that defense.
But who would you rather get that playoff experience, the future or the soon-to-be past?
Who's the most dangerous? Who's the team that no one wants to face in the playoffs?
Washington is.
Because of that defense.
And I don't think it's because of Alex Smith.
No.
I did. So keep the youngster in there.
Right.
Let him take his bumps and bruises. Let him go home in his office and say, I just had my first playoff game. Because it took me 7 years before I went home in the offseason. I just had my first playoff game.
Right, right. But if you end up winning the NFC East, you're not going in going, let's evaluate the quarterback while we're playing the playoffs.
No, let's evaluate the team because my team is young. They are hungry. Once they get the taste of playoff in their mouth, it won't stop with them.
Right.
And guess who mouth I want to get that playoff contingency in? My quarterback. Mm. I want him to taste it. So now he knows it's even faster than the regular season. So he needs to find that out.
Jamal Adams for Seattle, Four straight games with a sack. He's got nine on the season.
Nine and a half to be exact.
Thank you for being exact.
I am a computer like when it comes to stats.
You like that, of seeing a DB get that kind of...
I just like DBs being used the way they should be. Like, some people are great in space. Mm-hmm. Some people are better at that line of scrimmage. They found out, put Jamal Adams at the line of scrimmage, and he can blitz better than some of our linebackers and DNs.
I'm looking at the numbers. Sacks, not one sack for that defense, but they did
contain him.
They made Russell Wilson uncomfortable today.
Get rid of the ball. They made him get it out of his hand.
Right.
Like, that was their whole thing. Get the ball out. Get the ball out. Do not let them score against sacks. But guess what? They knocked down passes. They caused interceptions. Johnny on the spot. Sweat makes the play. Deron Payne picks it off. What hasn't this defensive line did? Interceptions, touchdowns, sacks, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries. Anything you can do in football, they done did everything except catch a touchdown. And I got a feeling Chase Young might line up at tight end before the year.
Well, I'd like to see that. Lightfoot, are you good on the picks?
Waiting on one more result.
Which is what?
Cowboys and 49ers.
Cowboys and 49ers.
It's been stuck at 40 seconds for a while now.
40 seconds. Is it on the TV? No, it's not. We're just sitting here at Augie's in Old Town Alexandria. Waiting on the Cowboys and Cardinals to finish up here on a Sunday in which the Washington football team drops to 6-8.
Cowboys and the 49ers.
What did I say?
Cardinals.
I did.
The thing is, everything else, I mean, we'll go through it. You guys are tied, and the result of this game...
Did you just already give it away? You can't help yourself.
The result of this game is going to decide who wins here.
But anybody who listens to this or is watching this, don't start now. Don't figure it out now.
All right.
My God.
It's close.
Don't figure it out
now. Oh, I can't help myself.
I think we still tied because I picked the Cowboys.
I don't want to hear it.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, listen to me.
The CGI, yeah, unbelievable.
If you guys who are out there, these guys are complete blowers of movies and shows.
Yep.
Mandalorian.
Complete spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
like, when I watch stuff, I usually call people the same night. Did you see it? Knowing they didn't see it.
And so if they didn't see it, did you tell them?
I'm still going to tell them.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, I'm also the guy that sends Christmas cards with no money on them. Well, so at the end of the day, I do a little bit of everything that's foul when it comes to being a good friend.
That's a very, very foul. Very foul.
Now, I told you, Sean Spring was on earlier. Guess what he's getting? I went to the store. Louis Vuitton store.
A Louis Vuitton.
Got a gift card for my best friend, Bluefoot.
How thoughtful.
I'm going to deliver it to him. And he's going to forget what happened 364 days ago to the day. He's going to forget that I gave him a call with nothing on it. So I don't know if it's just...
Just can't remember.
I'm texting back Sean Springs. Because I mentioned the fact...
Don't bring it up!
I mentioned the fact that Dwayne should get rid of the plaits and the earring. And Sean's response was, well, QBs can't wear braids? You're not a big fan of it.
No, tell him, not since RG3 ruined it. No, not since RG3 and a 40-year-old Jerry Rice ruined it for God.
Not since RG3.
Are you getting him an engagement present?
And
oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you Jerry have to get Rice. Him a present for his engagement, right?
That frees me up to be the best friend Smoothie I could be with guys like him off the screen.
So what kind of card are you going to pick for the engagement?
Well, actually, that'll be a card with money on it.
Oh, so you do that sometimes.
Yeah, but it'll be a Walmart card. It won't be anything scrappy.
All right.
So Bath Body Works.
I'm not sure. I think we can call this Dallas game. I think we can call the game.
Yeah, it's 12 seconds. You can call that.
12 seconds. All right. You ready to rock?
Yeah. All right.
We're going to go through this. For those who are listening on the podcast, we are live from Augie's in Old Town Alexandria. Been here every game day. Fred Smoot, Chick Hernandez, and the Amish one, Lightfoot Fenwick, whose parents were here earlier.
All right,
here we go.
We start with Bears at Vikings.
Yes.
The spread was Minnesota -3, 46.5 over under. Chick, you picked Chicago and the over. And Smoot picked Minnesota and the under. Chick, you were correct.
On the team. And the over.
And the over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So that's 2 points. Right off the bat.
Okay.
Lions at Titans. Spread was Tennessee -8.5 over under 53.5. Chick, you picked Detroit in the under, and Smoot picked Tennessee in the over. 2 points for Smoot.
2 points. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
Texans at Colts. Spread was Indianapolis -7 over under 51.5. Chick, you picked Indianapolis and the over. Ugh. And Smoot, you picked Indianapolis and the under. So Chick gets a point there.
Yep.
Smoot gets the point.
I was going to say, I get the point.
Why?
What was the score?
51.
Ooh,
I know she's kissing
her. It was 61 points, 71 points scored in the game. Which game?
Texans and Colts.
Texans and Colts.
Oh, it was 27-20.
My bad.
Like this dude. What's wrong with this dude? He's my ties. He's got him drunk.
You're making me second question my math.
All right. Smoot with the point.
All right. Jaguars at Ravens. The spread was Baltimore -12.5 over under 47.5. Chick picked Baltimore in the over. Smoot picked Baltimore in the under. And so Chick gets the point there.
What was that game?
That game was 54.
54 points?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
What in the Sam Hill?
Okay. Sean. Okay. Patriots at Dolphins. The spread was Miami -1.5 over under 41.5.
Wow.
Chick picked Miami and the over. Smoot picked Miami and the over as well. So that's a wash.
That's a wash.
I could have sworn I picked the under.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. 49ers at Cowboys.
Which is a final now, 41-33.
Yep. Spread was San Francisco -3 somehow. Over under was 45.5. Chick picked San Francisco in the over. Smoot picked Dallas in the over. Point Smoot.
2 points for Smoot.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's two.
Yep. Buccaneers at Falcons. Spread was Tampa Bay -6.5. Over under 48.5. Chick picked Tampa Bay in the over, and so did Smoot. So that's a wash. And then Seahawks at Washington football team. The spread was Seattle -6.5, over under 43.5. Chick picked Seattle in the over. Smoot picked Washington football team and the under. 2 points to Smoot. And then we get to the Washington football team bets. Dwayne Haskins passing yards, 218.5. Chick picked under. Smoot went over. Point Smoot.
Damn it, man.
I don't know what's been wrong with you since you started drinking them soft drinks.
What the hell?
Dwayne Haskins passing touchdowns, 1.5. Chick went under. Smoot went over. Point Chick.
All right. Here comes the comeback.
Haskins interception, yes or no? You both said yes, so that's a wash.
I said yes.
Wait, what? Oh, you said yes, too?
Yeah, he said yes.
Son of a bitch.
Terry McLaurin receiving yards, 70.5. You both went over. Wash. Terry McLaurin, total receptions, 5.5. Both went over. Wash.
It's over.
Logan Thomas receiving yards. You both went over, and it's a wash. Logan Thomas, total receptions, again, both over, and both
this is
a wash.
Some bullshit.
Both missed on Cam Sims.
And Cam Sims receiving yards. You both went over and both wrong, so that's a wash. So we get to the final score. Chick said 40-20 Seattle. Smoot said 20-13 Washington football team. So 1 point for Chick because he had the correct team. 1 point for Smoot for having the closer score.
Yeah, because I went 20-13. It was
20-15. Yep. Look, here's what I'm going to tell you.
I was out about 2 points.
And
the team.
This is the kind of good guy I am. The point spread in that game was 6-5. Fred also won that. So he won the team.
Yeah, it was.
My mathematics say that Smoot
because it was 5 points.
Won.
He won the team.
Yeah, I won the team. Yeah,
I he won the team.
Because we won the point spread.
I'll give you that. Well, I had that as a different point as just picking the correct team.
Yeah.
There's point spread, there's picking the right team, and then there's the score.
Well, we picked that in the earlier points. Portion, and we picked it. The last game of the picks was Seattle-Washington, 6.5.
Yeah.
So all right, well.
I'm going to give Fred that as well. So that's 5 straight weeks I've lost.
This after you called me out saying that I didn't know how to bet. Like he called me out saying that I legitimately did not know how to bet.
No, what you didn't do was know the freaking point spread. You're like, you kept questioning me on that point spread stuff. You have picked games nicely.
You know, when you smooch Stradamus,
and
I predict the sports apocalypse of 2020. Right, when we had no sports for 8 months, I said, thou shalt go without sports for 7 months so we can appreciate it.
Oh, awful.
And we went through the sports apocalypse.
Right. What's next for the Washington football team?
We got to get a win. All right, to get a win, to get to the playoffs. Luckily, we don't have any more Seattles on the schedule.
Right.
All right, and that's the key. Can we play, and can Dwayne take care of the ball? Because do I want him to continue to start right now? Yes. Can he take care of the ball and defense continue to do what you're doing?
So you want Dwayne. You don't want Alex Smith's quarterback.
Man, Alex hurt. Like, one thing we know about a locker room is when you hurt, you can't make the club in the tub. So right now, we got to go with who playing and who available.
But he might be back next week and ready to go.
But he might be ready to go far as a backup mode, but he might not be ready to go for a full game.
Right.
You don't know. And you're talking about a quarterback that had a horrific injury, so I don't see no front office going to be rushing to put him back in the game.
Next week, week 16, amazingly in the National Football League, and Washington will host the Carolina Panthers.
The revenge of the good old Coach Rivera. Hey, listen to me. I'm telling you now out there, bet on this game because this team is going to want this game for Coach.
For Coach.
Like, that's just the way it goes.
Right.
They will be emotionally attached to this game more than you have ever seen them, and they are going to want to – they're going to try to get revenge on Carolina like they got cut by them.
Right, right.
So don't forget, we the team that got him fired from Carolina. After we beat Carolina, they fired him only for us to hire him, and now he where he belongs.
Right.
And listen to me, those kids will be emotionally ready for that game next week.
Well, they better be because the playoffs are still very much in play for the Washington football team in that NFC East. You take the title, you go on the road, and you can do some damage.
Oh, no, most definitely.
That's what you hope for. For Lightfoot Fenwick, Fred Smoot, I'm Chick Hernandez. Thanks for listening to and watching Smoot and Chick. For those on the podcast, thank you very much for making the numbers go up, up, up. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Carolina at Washington, 1 o'clock. We'll see you high noon right here Sunday, live from Augie's.
Let's get it done.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.